Are you aware? And remembering relaxation. A gentle recognition that you are aware, and what awareness knows. Moment after moment. The power of wise mindfulness. Is revealed as mindfulness becomes more continuous. This continuity of mindfulness is satipatthana, the establishment of mindfulness. As mindfulness gets more established, there's more of a momentum of mindfulness, as Sayadaw puts it. We can begin to more ride the waves of mindfulness and not need to work as hard, not need to remind ourselves as frequently to be aware. And yet this gentle reminding is a key in our formal practice especially. It's a key to how mindfulness becomes established. Gentle effort, a light touch. A gentle reminder in this moment. Aware. Am I aware? And we begin to perhaps get a little more familiar with that momentum, what the experience of the momentum of mindfulness is like, and recognize how frequently we need to remind ourselves. Maybe we can begin to be a little more gentle in our reminders. Maybe shortening the questions. Aware? Of what? And letting the questions be kind of like dropping into our minds, our system. And being willing to receive, again, receive how one understands or connects to that. And question aware, aware, just dropping that in and allowing the mind to find its own kind of response to that question. Let our system show us what it knows about this being aware. Aware of what? Or perhaps at times, as we do get more familiar with this momentum, the establishment of mindfulness, of what it's like to be aware, that connection with awareness might be more of a recognition than a question. A recognition already aware. Already aware. Not more of a sense of realization of that rather than a checking. Already aware. And experience already known. And over time, as we get more familiar with the experience of being aware, the connection can shift to being subvocal or to not be related so much to asking questions or using words in the mind, but more just, again, this recognition a connection to the experience of awareness and the recognition of what already is known. More the felt sense of the experience as we get familiar with this receptive practice. And as we get familiar with following the attention, and so a gentle, persistent connection or light touch of effort is a support for continuity, for the establishment of mindfulness. And there are some other supports as well. When curiosity is present, that is some natural support for energy. It doesn't feel so much like an act of will. Curiosity motivates the willingness to be in touch with experience. That curiosity, we can, with that curiosity, rather than using a conscious effort to stay connected with experience, perhaps there can be a curiosity about what is this that will naturally motivate more continuity. And also that curiosity can be oriented towards where and how does awareness get lost? Not judging that awareness gets lost, but kind of noticing, perhaps, as the mindfulness returns. This is our first place where we can begin to recognize this. So, as mindfulness returns, there may be a kind of a recognition or an understanding, it, as mindfulness returns, of what the mind had been caught in. We can be curious about states of mind, habitual states of mind that the mind tends to get lost in, spacing out, or particular habits of mind. And a gentle reminder, sometimes it can feel like some states are inherently non-mindful, but the moment as mindfulness wakes up into a state, such as spacing out, we get the sense, the flavor of what it's like to be aware with that experience and the possibility of being mindful with that mind state. And so this a curiosity, what are the states of mind in which the mindfulness tends to get lost? And a reminder, a kind of almost a gentle wisdom reminder. Possible to be aware in that too. Wonder if the mind can help me with this. Become aware of this too. And one curiosity about this exploration of where mindfulness gets lost is as we begin to get familiar with the experience of the momentum of mindfulness, the feeling of being on that wave, and there's not just one way it feels, but maybe we could say we get familiar with some of the different ways it feels to be mindful. That we may then begin to notice as the mind begins, that mindfulness, that wave begins to weaken. Where the mindfulness shifts or moves, changes direction, or starts to slip out of the present moment. The curiosity of that experience or the shift of mindfulness. And this is pointing to the we've talked about the shift of attention in a way. Sometimes the attention can shift. And we're not quite consciously aware of it. And so as we begin to get curious about where the attention is going, not trying to hold back and sometimes you can feel like we're losing mindfulness, and there might be a kind of a sense of, oh, come back, come back. But if we are aware of this sense of losing mindfulness, there might be the possibility of kind of riding that, whatever that shift is, aware of this kind of shift in the mind. Maybe there can be a curiosity. Let's see what the mind is doing here. Can mindfulness actually follow that? When the mind loses mindfulness, there is something in this practice in terms of being mindful and being connected with experience. When we lose mindfulness, there is something that we've missed, something the mind hasn't seen. And so opening to curiosity, what's being missed? And this may be something that happens over and over again. In my own experience, this has needed a lot of patience. Being in the present moment, noticing, oh, it slipped out again. I didn't see what happened there. Back. Maybe this time. Nope, didn't see it again. I'm back again and didn't see it. Patience there, not a judgment, not a trying to hold on to it, but it's kind of like the mind needs to be willing to slip in order to see sometimes this, whatever this is, this thing that we've been missing. Sometimes something unfamiliar, something new can be happening there. And so patience, a gentle connection, persistent connection to experience. Aware of what? And what's the attitude? Encouraging the quality of interest. There's so much to learn about this being.